You're listening to another Woodshop podcast, the okayest podcast of its type. Your hosts are Daniel Dunlap of Daniel Dunlap Woodworks and Peter Kapar of Petrie's Workshop. You can find them as well as the podcast on your favorite social media platforms.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 177 of Another Woodshop Podcast, the only podcast to have been canceled 176 times, and despite all of the health code violations, we get renewed every single week. What's up, Dan?
Hey, man. The man can't hold us down.
The man can't hold us down. You know, WB11, the channel, just keeps bringing us back every week. They're notorious for, like, bring in channel or like shows
back.
Is that
like an East Coast, New Jersey?
It might be an East Coast. I don't know. They had Seventh Heaven growing up. I don't know. Whatever. That's a whole different thing. I just I brought a lot of people really far back in time.
Oh, the WB.
The WB. Oh, sorry. They okay. Were on Channel 11.
Okay. You forgot the word the. That's a very important distinction.
Like The there. Sims or the Sum.
The Facebook. Some,
the Facebook and the Patrons.
Oh, speaking of the Patrons. Hey.
We're getting good.
We got a new patron.
We
I don't
did?
Know if I told you that or not. We got a new patron.
Oh my god! If it's somebody that wrote an only, email, I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah, the one I didn't hear a word you said.
I said if it's somebody that wrote in an email as well, I'm gonna lose it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can always tell when I haven't heard what you said. I just go yeah.
Yeah, big laugh. I'm like yeah, I have kidney stones. Yeah.
Our new patron is Jesse McIntyre from Sage Hill Woodcraft.
Yo!
Thank you very much, Jesse. We appreciate you joining the Matt Army. Now let's talk about our VIP patrons, shall we? They're the top tier patrons.
The five-star admirals. Follows.
You ready?
Yes, I'm born ready.
Jesse McIntyre.
Woo! Yo!
Gillette Woodworks. Victor Aragama. Matthew Hoff of Matthew's Woodworking. The Jointery is the best podcast?
Shut your face. Is that... Nick Brim.
Nick Brim.
We're going to talk about this.
We're going to have words. Me and
we're going to upgrade you to the fifth tier.
Matt
and you
Bader of Patriotic Pines. Steve Iadarola. Bill Burkle of WTB Woodworking. Malcolm over at Bossa Nova Woodworks. Justin at Calvary Customs. Patrick Gensel. Michael Flickinger. Max and Mindy Coons of Stubby Gate Studio. And Jacob Miller of A Sweet Shop. That is that concludes our list.
That is a sexy list aside from Nip Bring.
Nip Brin Woodworks.
Nit Grin.
He really knows how to
just the
push
worst.
My buttons. That guy.
That guy.
Although I'm not gonna say too many bad things about him because I'm like breaking protocol here. I'm going forward a little bit in the queue. He came over last weekend because he wanted me to CNC something for him. I was like, hey, I'm glad you're here because I have a little job for you. My water cooler for my spindle was clogged, so I made him climb back into the little cubby hole where the coolant is kept, and he unclogged it for me. So.
It was like he had to blow in the end really hard?
He did have to blow in it, but he didn't use his mouth, unfortunately.
Those patrons, they're just full of gas.
So I can't be too mad at
it's all that Casey's breakfast pizza. Nick,
hey,
Brin,
watch your mouth. I had a Casey's breakfast pizza this morning. It was fantastic.
Hey Dan, it shows even to our listeners that have never seen the YouTube channel. It shows in your voice that you had a breakfast pizza.
It was dripping with grease. It was fresh out of the oven.
Of course it was. That's the only way they can keep that thing soft. Whatever that bread is made out of, it's bad. I can't wait to go to Nebraska and experience all the car washes and Casey's Pizza.
When are you going to do that? You keep threatening me with this.
Actually, I'm thinking a holiday trip, mid-holiday, like between
Thanksgiving,
the Halloween.
Yes.
Emma, you want to do Thanksgiving in Nebraska?
No, we're going to Kayla's parents.
Oh, never mind. Dan just canceled on us. All right.
We can do Friendsgiving the weekend after.
No, you're dead to me. You're literally dead to me. I don't know. I'm going to probably not be here next week. But you know what? I'm very excited for this week because it starts a new chapter in our life, Dan. A new chapter of forgiveness, a new chapter of friendship, love, and workbenches. Oh, calm down, bud. Oh, I'm talking about Workbench Club, in February.
Okay.
So I want to shout out our new sponsor, WorkbenchCon. You guys, you must have seen this coming because we go to two events every year, no matter what. Like literally, it's non-negotiable. It's on a calendar. We cancel all family plans. I don't care who's getting married. We go to Maker Camp and we go to WorkbenchCon. And we spend a lot of time in that lobby bar. Let's just say that. But WorkbenchCon is an awesome event. It's one of our favorite events. And it's one of the events that got me personally motivated about basically taking this thing full time and seeing like, whoa, I'm like hanging out with like Sam and Brad and all these bigwigs. And they're just like regular people that like just figured it out. And they're just in that lobby or in the convention center, just like sharing all that knowledge for free. I mean, for the cost of a ticket, but for free. Like the amount you take away from those events with how to run your business, how to go full time, how to build your brand, how to sell products, how to do anything that's content related. You take so much away from it, and you really take away what you put into it. You got to be able to or willing to learn. And even if you're not, there's a ton of awesome speakers and classes. They already announced a bunch of them.
Check out the website.
Yo, check out the website. I'm not even going to rattle some. Well, you know some? We got Zyla. We got John from Lincoln Street. We got Izzy. Jimothy DiResta. Never heard of him, but he sounds great. You know, Ben Ueda is going to be there.
Nice. Yeah.
I've heard that guy. Yeah, you guys know Mike Alm. He's been on the pod. He's going to be on it. Sean Kirsch. I love Sean Kirsch so much. He's one of my favorite humans. So he's going to be one of the speakers as
Sometimes
well.
Sometimes he's just Sean.
I didn't say Sean, Shaper Sean. I just said Sean Kirsch.
I know.
Yeah, because you know what? Sean is his own person, but he also works with a certain company that makes shapes. There's a lot of really cool people. There's going to be... actually, one of my takeaways from last year was the kind of like the hands-on desk. Wait, hold on. They have an actual name for it. It's the expert desks. When like in between some of the classes, they had some people just set up in different spots where you can just like join them for like a chat. I remember we did we did one of the Pinterest class last week. That was good. We got some good info. So, last year, it feels like last week. But we are definitely going to be there. We're already confirmed. We got our tickets. We got our flights. Or Dan's got his flight. We're driving.
I got my flight. I got my tickets. I don't have my hotel yet, but
we're going to work on that.
Assume I'll probably book that in the next week.
So we hope to see you guys there. And you have two ways of joining us there. One way is if you want to buy a ticket, you can get one right now on the website. The show notes have the link there. And if you use code AWP, just like the podcast, you are going to get $50 off your ticket.
$50.
Woo! $50.
That's $1 more than $49.
And one guaranteed hug from Dan and myself. Well, one each. So two hugs total. And Emma, if you don't scare her away. She scares easily. And then the other way is, and we're really excited about this, we're giving away a WorkbenchCon ticket, which is crazy big.
That's a huge value.
It's a huge value. So all you got to do is just get yourself there, get a hotel room, and you definitely want to stay in the hotel. It's awesome. So we're going to be giving away a ticket starting next week. We're going to get all this stuff sorted out this week. We literally locked this down like days ago, like within the last 32 hours, whatever, 32 hours. We're going with
32
that.
And a half
32
hours.
And a half hours. Exactly. So we just locked this down. We're going to get everything sorted starting next week. We're going to be telling you how you can enter to win. And we're going to be doing a giveaway about mid-December. So mid-December is when you're going to be able to figure out if you won. Gives you plenty of time to book your flights, get everything sorted, figure out how you're going to introduce yourself to Dan and myself, whether it's going to be a hug, low five, high five, fist bump, butt pat, whatever, you know, or pat lap, lap pat. So we're super stoked for that. And thanks WorkbenchCon for like sponsoring us. That's
huge
awesome.
Shout out to WorkbenchCon for sponsoring the pod.
And a little tiny side note, so Tiff is one of the admins for the WorkbenchCon account. She's going to be joining us in the near future, so that's super exciting. Yes. Tiff from Night Carver, so stay tuned for that. And I guess since we're on a subject, should we talk about next week?
Yeah.
So next week, Dave Meow from 3D DIY Dave, also known as 3D DIY Bal, is going to be joining us. for Keith Johnson, who confuses people sometimes. It's but he's going to be joining us next week. Me and him are going to talk about 3D printing for about 45 minutes. So Dan's going to take a nice nap.
I will take a nap. It's going to be great. Live on camera. You're going
to
love it.
If you're looking for a podcast where like you can relax, turn it on, and just fall asleep to just nerds talking, and then we'll wake you up with a loud clap or an air horn sound, it's going to be great.
if you could figure out a way to get my wife an air horn and just like come in the room and as needed.
I think we can CGI the audio in there. Is that a term? Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what happens. We CGI the audio. I mean, technically, I think that's what happens.
Technically,
you know, when CGI I edit the podcast, it's computer generated.
It is eye imagery, though. Is that the eye?
Is that eye
imagery? Please write into our
anotherwoodshoppodcast@gmail.com
and tell us how stupid we are. also, we have had a lack of questions lately, so I highly encourage you guys, please write in with questions or just comments, concerns.
You don't send in questions, you just get rambling. Because we're very good at rambling.
We're not stalling for time right now. This is just us talking a lot because we've been drinking.
I'm not drinking.
And Dan,
I'm drinking water.
Dan, why do we not have a guest this week? You want to talk about that?
Because nobody can follow Lizzie. Lizzie was a phenomenal guest. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, holy cow. Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. Go listen to the Lizzie beautiful. Episode.
That's great. That's some poetry.
You like that?
Yeah.
Go listen to the Lizzie episode. I know it's 2 hours long. You're going to look at that and go, oh my gosh.
That's
but
long.
I'm telling you.
Just think of it like an audiobook. We have just a really nice audiobook. And
we've had a lot of great feedback on that episode. And quite frankly, I'm pretty proud of it. I mean, that was a really, really good episode.
We did nothing except interview her and she killed it. So like, honestly.
And we could have kept going. We could have kept going for another hour or so.
We had to cut it short. Like, I mean this in the nicest way. I was expecting Lizzie to be a good guest. Like, we have a lot of good guests. She was just going to be like, hey, she's well known. Everyone's going to receive it well. We'll ask her some questions. We'll guide the conversation. It was such a knowledge drop. And a perspective shift,
it
a paradigm shift.
Expectations
if you went to college
on all levels.
Oh yeah, she absolutely killed it, and probably one of the most quotable episodes that we've had in a long time. It actually inspired us to start doing clips of our guests answering questions because she dropped some knowledge on people. So again, gonna pimp out last week's episode, but enough of that. Dan, do you want to sing a jingle for our new segment?
You're really putting me on the spot here.
Well, I don't know if you want to sing.
Are we doing that segment already?
I guess
we were going to do that at the end.
Oh, or not? I thought it'd be cool to like do it in the beginning.
I wasn't ready.
It's fine. So it's not really like it's not a new segment, but it's completely a new thing. It's a segment of our show, and it's a thing that we've never done before. So we like to call it a new segment. We're going to start doing like a once in a while, like in the maker news or like things that happened this week, especially when we have less episodes.
What's in the news?
That's, you know what? Maybe change.
Is that it? Is that good?
One more time?
I don't think I can repeat it though. That's the thing. Like,
and that's the problem.
What's in the news? No,
you keep doing it when I'm talking, Dan.
Well, shut up for 2 seconds.
Can't get a clip.
What's in the news?
That's not the first two are way better.
It's not as good. It's got to be organic.
Also, it sounds too close to like Black Betty. That's the one.
Does it though? It sounds like the other one.
So, in the maker news, Dan, you want to kick this one off? I've talked enough already.
Yeah, I got a few things I want to talk about. Maker wise, and most of mine come from YouTube. But before I get to that, I do want to talk about the new Shaper Trace. Have you got the Shaper Trace yet?
I haven't. I left mine at Maker Camp. Let's just put it that way.
That thing is freaking awesome. And I'll tell you what, it's going to like revolutionize the way I do ZCIs and figure out the measurements and everything for them.
What was that word again?
Measurements.
Well, don't say it like a weirdo. Say it the true way.
Measurements.
Attaboy.
So typically I would, you know, lay down the ZCI or the CI. It's not a ZCI until I make one. Whatever. Usually I lay it out and I take all the all the necessary measurements and I write them down and I kind of write everything out and then I put it into Aspire or Vectric or whatever you use. I use Aspire. And I kind of go from there. But with the Shaper Trace, and this is unsponsored, unpaid. I think it's a phenomenal tool. All I have to do is take an insert plate, put it on a piece of paper, trace it out, take a picture of the thing, of the tracing from any freaking angle. That's the whole crux of this. It's like the whole amazing phenomenon of this, this little thing. You can take a picture from almost any angle and it will correct it to be, flat and coplanar. No, I don't know. Whatever. Flat.
Good word, though.
Perpendicular. Ooh. I don't know. Whatever.
Vesuvius. It's Vesuvius.
Mount Vesuvius.
To the main plane. It sounds fancy enough.
It'll generate an SVG file for you. It's wild. And I used it for the first time on a router plate that I'm going to start offering for routers. A bigger router plate with handles. So it's a more steady... like thing to use. It's like safety in it and it's just more versatile. Anyway, I used it on a Milwaukee cordless router on the plate and then I adjust the outside diameter, the outside dimension. It was perfect. It was perfect. I was able to make that in like 5 minutes. When normally I would have to set it all out, take all the measurements, draw everything out, just it's this whole like system. And it would take me an hour, hour and a half to like draw it out.
I watched him do it.
It's going to save me so much time.
He wasted so much of my poplar trying to get an insert done.
Yeah.
You know how expensive poplar is?
Exactly. It's super expensive.
It's really popular, man. Hard to get.
I'm sorry. I had to. Anyway, I am like a big fanboy of the Shaper Trace. That thing is... it's a game changer. I don't use that term loosely. It's a game changer.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I can't wait for like even like if they figure out a way to like make it a bigger version or if you can use the actual domino tape.
I don't see why that wouldn't be a thing they do in the future. I mean, this is the first iteration. This was the thing that came from a Kickstarter campaign that they did.
And it's a sub $100?
Madly successful.
Sub $100 project or around $100? What is it?
I think it was $89.
Yeah, it's sub $100 product because like they sell the Shaper.
For what
not
it does,
cheap.
I mean,
oh yeah, no,
it's worth every penny.
Honestly, this might be huge with like people that do 3D printing or any kind of like Cricut stuff, kind of 2D or 3D stuff.
Yes.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yes. Or you can just draw. You can just freehand draw a shape and then turn.
Yeah, if you're
it
a coward.
SVG.
I mean, here's the other thing: they were taking our like stickers of our logo and converting it into a trace you can do. Like Ethan was there literally converting it live so that we can carve it out of a coaster.
I mean, we are just scratching the surface of what this thing is going to be able to do. And I am speaking out of turn here. I haven't verified this with anybody. And Pete just kind of hinted at it. Like, there's no reason why they shouldn't scale this thing up and you should be able to like.
Dan, you signed the NDA. You can't tease it like that.
I didn't sign Jack.
Oh, you didn't sign the NDA? Well, you're not allowed to tease that thing that's coming out definitely. Now, see, now they have to make it. Now, even though that was a lie, like they have to actually come out with it because we teased it.
Well, I'm putting them on the fence.
Put them on blast.
Put them on blast. There we go. All right. The next thing I want to talk about is, have you seen Izzy's latest video?
Izzy on YouTube?
Izzy Swan, yes, on YouTube. he's got this. He built this bench. That is, it's like a workbench / slab flattener, and it's got these folding wings on it, and you can use it for so many damn things. And it incorporates the micro jig dovetail system and the clamps. Dude, it is wild. Not only was he slab flattening, he was tapering legs, he was jointing boards, he was creating like giant chamfers on live edge. It's just it's a mind-blowing little invention, and I think it's phenomenal. Like, I kind of want one in my shop, but right now I'm like, oh, I don't have the room.
That man has no chill.
No, he doesn't. And
he doesn't.
He's mad. He's like a mad scientist.
He's just mad, but also does science.
Yeah, he's crazy smart. He's crazy smart. And the things that he comes up with, it's just like, oh my gosh, that's so simple, yet, you know, only Izzy could come up with that. It's wild.
Like, know that I'm saying this in a nicest way because I have a lot of respect for Izzy. Izzy takes redneck engineering to a whole new level because Izzy also has a budget, like, or the budget to do it, like, properly. Right. It's like, he thinks outside the box of, like, what thing do I need to buy from Amazon? He's like, how can I make this work with my CNC and this and that?
I don't know if I'd call it redneck engineering. I mean, it's high-tech.
Oh, no.
High-tech redneck engineering.
I call it redneck engineering because that's what, like, when you work with what you've got and,
yes,
like...
Yes, okay, I'll agree with that.
And you build it out of material that most people are like, well, that'll never hold up. That's not... If OSHA is certified, doesn't matter, yeah, bud.
I was going to say, he's not putting, like, air conditioners in the back of a motorcycle or something like that.
No, not like that. Or a hot tub that bubbles with the exhaust of a truck. Yeah, no, but like, you know what I mean, he thinks outside the box. He doesn't think in terms of like what tools do I have to get machined from send here to assemble to do the thing. He's like, I'm gonna make this out of plywood and it's gonna be just as strong as the other thing. So
yeah,
you gotta respect that.
That's what the bench is made out of. Obviously there's some rails and stuff, so he can use the sliders on the rails. But it's mostly plywood.
But he's using like U-channel. I guess it's called U-channel that some people use for like tracks when you have like things rolling over the CNC for.
No.
Isn't it?
It's a. I don't know what that's called.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's a ball bearing rail. I thought it was a U-channel.
Ball bearing rail? Is that what
whatever? Bing it. It's probably a thing.
Okay, I'm not gonna bing.
I take back everything I said.
Do you have anything to add? Do you got some maker news you want to?
I do. You took some big ones. I was going to talk about Izzy, and I was going to talk about.
I got more.
No, that's fine. I'm going to talk about the. Now I'm blanking on it. The Austin School of Woodworking partnered up with Rubio for their Rubio Festival event that they do every year. That we actually were a part of last year.
We were a part of that, but they branded it now.
Yeah, it's now the Philanthromake. 2023.
Which is a brilliant name.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Philanthropist Makers. So it was, what were their two teams? Team Jason Hibbs?
Team Bourbon Moth. You may have heard of it. And Team Lighthouse Boston. I think that's Luke.
Yeah. He's a crazy dude. I love that dude so much.
he's something.
He was he at that event with us? I don't know. When was he covered in stickers?
Yeah, no, he wasn't at that event with us.
Yes, that's right.
He wasn't at that event with us because we were actually... when we were there, we were actually the things that we were working on actually benefited him because he's got a child that needs medical help. Or something.
Yes, so that's right.
I don't want to go into too many.
The proceeds went to that.
Yeah.
But he's such good people. Like that whole.
He's a great guy.
He's great. He hosted like a meetup too a couple months ago. We weren't able to make it. We're semi local. We're just gonna make it. But that was super fun.
Boston.
But the Austin School of Woodworking, I gotta say, has been kind of like they've been making making a splash in the maker community. I feel like they're coming up more and more and more. Like, with the Texas Woodworking Show, I may be butchering a name that was happening in August. They were a big contributor. I think like a lot of people are posting there because they were having some people stop by. So definitely a place to stop by at if you're in Austin, or check it out or reach out to
that
them.
That seems to be becoming an event that we might have to add to our schedule.
Yeah, August trip.
Either that or what is that other one? AWF?
FS.
AWF? IWS?
Yeah. Another AWS? Another wood
the one
shop.
In Vegas.
FS.
Whatever.
Yeah, that one. So we might have to start adding events to it. I was actually just talking with Emma yesterday how like we don't have an event between Maker Camp and Workbench Con. We might have to make our own event. I mean, so we might head up to Boston and just see some people.
Or Omaha.
Omaha
beef on that thing.
That's fine. Yeah, Casey's breakfast slice.
Brown.
But yeah, so that was a cool event. A lot of people were at that. There was a lot of noise online about that, which is always fun to see. Like, people go to an event. My first reaction is always like, oh, why not me? But then it's like, man, it looks fun. I'm glad they had fun. I'm glad I had a good time.
Yeah. I was like, why not me? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Because
a couple years ago.
Because it's because I'm me.
Was that 2 years ago already?
That was a year and a half ago, at least. Yes.
Year and a half ago?
Crazy.
It was August, wasn't it? August. Time,
you know, like they say on the border, time flies when you're having fun.
It was April.
April
of 2022.
That's last year, yes. Had to think about that.
Was that last year?
That was last year.
Man, time flies.
Yeah, and the last thing I wanted to mention is Sam talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago when she was on. It's the...
Sam... Remind me, because my memory's bad.
Oh, I'll remind you with Raimondi. Sam Raimondi.
Oh, my God.
See what I did there?
Get out of here.
I thought that's what you were getting at. But Sam...
No, I was not.
The DIY Huntress. She's part of the creator course that she started with... now help me out here. It's her. It's John Cisnero from Lincoln Street. It's Cam from Blackdale Studio. Brad and
Four Eyes.
Who's the handsome one? Four Eyes. That's right.
The handsome one.
They're all handsome and gorgeous. I guess whatever. They're all very pretty.
Except
people.
For John.
They're all very very YouTubeable people. He's a seven.
Guy. He's there.
He's a seven. Like he can get it.
He's a six, but he's a Lincoln Street.
A Lincoln Street eight. A show title right there. Lincoln Street eight. We love you, John. We really do. Actually, we gotta have him back on. I want to talk to that dude. He's cool. Mm. He's been making some waves lately too with some of his videos, so I'm enjoying that.
He just dropped one actually like 5 hours ago. Excuse me, I got ice in my mouth.
They're really ice, right? It's not a donut.
As of recording this, he dropped a new video. Like,
but anyways, so the maker course, the maker course, I'm saying it right now because now I'm second guessing. Yes, the creator course. Basically, it's a 5 week. They're actually dropping the sections, one per week every week. There was an early enrollment that you could have gotten in where you could have done a. Basically, it was like an hour call with the creators, which is pretty cool if you signed up. But it's some really cool info. Listen, if you're just getting started, if you really want to take this full time, if you want to push it, there's some really, really great knowledge that they're dropping on everyone. And these are obviously, these are monster accounts on YouTube, Instagram. They're doing it right.
This is for people that want to take their social media presence very seriously and monetize it.
Yeah.
It's not for...
Etsy sales,
social media,
casual
person. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to focus on your social media presence and monetize it and possibly go full time someday, this is for you.
But hey, listen, I'm also not discounting this because if someone wants to take a $5,000 culinary class for 1 week, that's cool too. Like, enjoy it. So like, this is obviously, it's not that expensive, but you can sign up for this class. It's a 5 week course. I think it's about $1,000 or just under, but it's some really great knowledge. It's about
and once
50,
again, this is not sponsored.
Not
this
sponsored. Is just we just want to shout
in
out
the maker news stuff right
we
here.
Love all the peeps. So the week one, October 30th to the 5th, is standing out in a crowd. So it's John and Cam talking about basically how to stand out, you know, to the brands and how to be unique and how to make sure
that
your content pops up.
I think it's just Cam saying over and over again, just shave your head bald.
Shave your head and then denim epoxy.
Yeah.
It's an hour loop of that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Sam said it's 50 hours total.
Yeah, it's quite a bit
it's a 50 hour
information
course,
and
which like
content.
I know that sounds like it both long and both short in a way, if you're thinking depending on how you're thinking about it. But like that's awesome. That's a lot of info.
It's in depth.
It's like two seasons of a show. So, like, you can get a lot of really good info there. It's watching Woodsmith Shop for two seasons. But, no, this is really good info. And right now, so it's enrollment in courses. There's about 2 days left, so our patrons are going to hear this, but no one else will. You can keep
That's
enrolling in
you
it.
You to think I'm going to get this out for the people.
but, you know, it's dropping soon. It's going to continue. There's a bunch of cool sections. Everyone's involved in it, and they do a roundtable at the end too. It's great. I think it's going to be awesome. It's great. I haven't seen it yet. It's great based on who's involved. So I do want to shout them out. I think they're doing a great job.
No, it's great.
You know what else is great, Dan?
What?
Your bench. Am I right?
What's on my bench? We're just jumping to that.
I guess. Well, are we done? Or do we have more stuff?
Oh, no. I still had to call out Drew Witt.
Oh, I thought that was going to be what's on a bench.
Oh, I could do that in what's on
a bench. Yeah, call him out on what's on a bench. I filled that out a little bit.
What's on my bench? Well, let me start by saying to the fellas on the Green Suitors podcast, I heard you talking crap. I only say I do Etsy stuff.
Wait, Green Suitors? Or did we start drama suitors. With two podcasts this week?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are. Let's talk about that. Go ahead.
So apparently, I didn't know about this because I don't listen to that diatribe.
Whoa!
But Nip Bryn Woodworking told me, hey, you got shouted out on the Green Suitors podcast. I was like, oh, really? So I listened to the Green Suitors podcast.
Wait, are we talking about? No, I thought it was the Jointery told us about.
The Green Suitors
podcast. So he told us about both of them?
Yes.
I was not aware of this.
Apparently, I got shouted out like twice. Anyways, this is about the Green Suitors. And apparently, Ronnie has been doing the same thing over and over and over for like weeks. And Jason Bent was like, you're starting to sound like Dunlap over there, because he's been saying that, you know, what's on my bench? Etsy orders every week. So this is for Jason Bent. Guess what's on my bench? Etsy orders. all the Etsy orders. All of them. No, actually, so aside from the bow ties and the ZCIs, you know, I'm still doing that, but my, slide tables and the other little side tables and stuff that I make, those are starting to pick up. Like, I've gotten 7 or 8 in the last week.
Ones of which orders is good. A day.
ones, which is ones roughly, of orders a day.
Which is roughly seven one a day. A week.
which is good, frankly. That's exactly what I wanted. I think that was one of my quote unquote goals, even though I don't make goals at the beginning of the year. That was one of the goals that I wanted to do, is I wanted to start offering more furniture in my Etsy store. And I've been doing that, but you know, it takes some time to get people to buy them. You know, it takes a little momentum. And once the ball starts rolling, it kind of feeds itself. So that's nice to see that actually come into fruition. Like I was talking about earlier, I used that Shaper Trace to make a router base plate. So now I'm offering those on the Etsy store. For the one router, I actually need to get it and use it, for some of my other routers that I have. I have a few other routers, and quite frankly, I mean, if they start doing well, routers are cheap enough that I can just go buy a router and use it for that.
Works for Donnie.
Yeah, why not? what else? What else have I been doing? Oh, I reached out to the fine people at X-Tool, and it seems like I might be partnering up with them, and I'm going to get an X-Tool laser, and I'll have a laser in my shop, so I can join in on the laser discussions, which is fun and different. It'll still be a cold day in hell before I join the 3D printing world, but I'll have a laser.
Yeah, I'll see you like next month. You're like, hey, I'm thinking about getting a laser. What do you think?
So I don't know when that's going to happen, when they're going to send it to me. We're still in talks, but I feel comfortable enough saying that it looks like I'll probably get one. So that's cool. Yeah, that's basically it. You know, my personal life is pretty boring. It's just me playing GTA and eating smoked meats. what do you got going on, Petey?
Oh, me? This guy right here?
You? Who else am I going to talk to? There's nobody else here.
Well, there's no guest, but you know, talk to the demons.
I always talk to the demons.
Talk to the demons. So I've had like a busy 2 weeks. So since we got back from Maker Camp, I've been like,
yeah, we haven't done the what's on the bench for.
We haven't. Yeah,
I'd have more to talk about, but
because we had Sam and then Lizzie and Brayden, just like we just had a lot of like fire guests. I feel like we haven't talked about what we're doing. I mean,
you're going to include Brayden in that fire guest?
Hey, listen, filler content is filler content, you know. anyways, so, no, we love Brayden, little bug, or big bug, as I call him, because he's big bug, right?
Is he big bug now?
He's technically big bug. Little bug is his daughter. We talked about true. This. This is my intro. Do you not listen to the show?
I do not.
Anyway, speaking of not listening to the show, I've been just like busy and playing catch up, and like last week especially felt crazy because it felt like I was legitimately running a business. Like I've just like, you know, I was working my day job, and anytime I was free, I was working the business in some way.
So you weren't free.
So basically I wasn't free. I'm pulling like 90 hour weeks, like 40 hours in one job and like 50 in the business. And it's both like overwhelming and exciting. It's scary and exciting, you know, but one thing I wanted to share is I had this like moment of, you know, I've had a business, like my own business now for about 3 years, like with an LLC and everything. I've been Petrie's Workshop for about 5, coming up on 6 years now. Wild. But I've never felt quite like a business owner of, how do I describe this? It's like really hard to put into words, but basically it's like one day was panic about money. Like freaking out because like, oh my God, I'm not making enough money, because we're now like a lot of stuff that we can expense that the shop uses, we are running through the business. So now suddenly I don't have money to burn. Right. I'm paying the bills with it, right?
Not so, only that, you have an employee now.
I have an employee that just takes vacations all the time. I'm kidding. Support. I love you. I love you. But like, you know, I have to, like, we're a one income household now. On paper, it's just me, and then Emma's, you know, this is Emma, but Emma's killing it. She's honestly holding this entire thing, including the podcast, together. But what I want to say
is like, now the AWP agent.
She's quite, so. No, that's like no joke. She locked down a whole Workbench Con thing for us. So like she's invaluable now. She's part of the process. But the thing is, what I want to talk about is and it's a concept that I wasn't really exposed to until recently, when somebody's like, I run a business. I have to go out there and find money in the world to like pay for this apartment, my car, everything. And this is the first time that it felt
apartment.
Well, that's the TikTok that the person was saying, or the book I read. I'm sorry, not TikTok.
It's like, the wait book a minute, I was you have reading. A whole house. What are you talking about?
No, but like, but that's the thing. I have to pay for this house. I have to pay for like the car bills and all this stuff and save money. And
welcome to being an adult, Pete.
I know, but it was like, a lot of like September when we like looked at the books, I was like, oh my God, I spent so much on all these expensive things that we had to purchase or pay for or whatever. But then like I found this money in the world, like things kept just falling in my lap, like, oh, $300 here, $1,000 here, $500 here, $20 here. Like it was all starting to add up. And I was like, I just like found all this money. Like, and at the end of the month, I was good. And then October happened and like a bunch of expenses came in, and I was like, wait, what if like this month I don't do that? Oh my, like, and it was like such a, like, I paused for a second and went, is this what having a business is like?
Yes.
And my second thought is like,
imagine doing that full time and you have to worry about that all the time.
But here's the thing, like, my second thought was awesome. Like, it was like not stress, anxiety, whatever. It's like, I was a little anxious because I was trying to figure out the numbers, but then I started like thinking, well, I have this, like this, we'll talk about the Gorilla Grip Glove thing. So like there was a sponsorship, there was another sponsorship, and then there's like this laser acrylic job. I forgot some. And then like later that day, someone texted me about something like, hey, are you going to have some availability this month? We want to do that thing again. I'm like, yes, please. Yes. I will take your money. I have no time, but I'll do it. You know? So it's really exciting. And as any business owner out there, small or big, like if you truly are like relying on the income from the business, me and Scotty Holland talk quite a bit, and we talk about like the ups and downs of the business, and he's absolutely killing it with his cabinet business now. Yes, I'm so proud of that,
he
dude.
Texts me quite a
Scotty,
bit
dude, my heart goes out to you. You're killing it. Keep crushing it, man. I hope he hears this. No one listens to the podcast. We have like 5 listeners. Nobody. And Nip Grin is like 6 of them. But it just felt very like, man, this is awesome. This is what business owners do. This is so cool, because some months we'll make way more money than we need, and some months we're going to starve, you know, but yeah, it's all about
being a roller coaster ride, man.
A balance at the end of the year. You're good. So,
I mean, we were talking about this. You and I were talking about this privately before we even started recording the pre-show, I think. I was telling you about how dude, Etsy's been terrible today. I haven't gotten a single sell. And then all of a sudden, like, a table order come in, and it was like $400. I was like, oh my God, that just saved my whole day. I was starting to sweat. Oh my God, is it all coming crashing down right now? But that's the way it is when you're running a business. You don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You don't know what you're going to make. It's just, you have to get out there and hustle and hopefully things work out.
I just had a $68 order come in, literally just now. Hey-o. And you know Hey-o. What? That saves my day because I don't have $400 days. If I have a $50 day, that's awesome. Like, I don't crush it on Etsy. I do sometimes around the holidays, but like when it's just regular time of the year, I coast. Guys, like, we're not billionaires here. We're paying the bills.
No,
and
yeah.
And our kids are eating sometimes.
Yes.
Well, mine are not.
Well, I feed them meatloaf, but they don't like it, though.
Yeah, if there's any left over, let's be real, Dan. All right, so anyways, aside from that, I just want to share that, like, exciting thing of, like, guys, it's all ups and downs. It's like, it's Panic at the Disco, and then the next day you're, like, you know, diving into a pool of coins, which is very painful. So it's great.
Scrooge McDuck style.
Exactly, you get it. Physics don't work. Aside from that, I am expanding into another field that is very new to me. I've never done this. It's very exciting. I'm very scared. It's called, apparently, CNC. You see things twice? I don't know, but I'm starting to do it. It's funny. Anyone that's followed me for a while knows that that's how I got started. My CNC was my first robot. That's all I used to do. Then I got a laser, two printers.
I'm gonna take a tiny bit of credit for jump starting that back up because I dusted
you your did.
CNC off yeah, when I
you,
was
you,
at your place.
Yeah, you set the Z height a little too low, carved a nice little spot in there. I'm like, I might as well burn it. It's fine. But
you're clearly not worried about it. It's clearly not bothering you.
I cared so little, I negative cared, Dan. But, you know, it was nice. I started the CNC up again. I've been meaning to get back into it. And then somebody reached out to me. They're like, hey, I need some more cutting board stands. And I actually sold them my cutting board stands for like doing shows and stuff. So I ended up cutting, instead of one set, I cut five of each size and got them all dialed in perfect where they're just like, you know, when it's a snug fit and just goes like, has it like, and it doesn't want to come out.
It's got that little pop, that little click.
Oh, when the air comes out, like,
yes.
It goes like, I think that's the sound it makes. two sheets of plywood together. You know what I'm talking about. Walnut makes a different sound.
Yeah. Clearly you're buying different material than me. That reminds me, I forgot to bring that up in my What's on My Bench. I actually signed up for my one and only craft fair that I do every year. And,
I'm doing it.
So I'll be at the Omaha Bench Made event on November 19th. So if you're in town,
I love it.
Come see me.
Yeah, I'm going to add that into your What's on a Bench.
And actually, I'm going to make Braden help me because I've helped him at two or three craft fairs now. So he owes me one. So now I think I have to make stuff for it. So I got a few things.
Right on.
I should probably make a few more things. I got a big booth. Extra big booth.
Not to compete with Dan, but stay tuned for some CNC items in my shop this year. Hey, oh. Yeah. And I love Chris from A Glimpse Inside. I admire him. But a lot of the stuff he does, like, sometimes I don't want to do 3D printed stuff for the shop, for like the French cleat or whatever. As much as I hate to do it, I might step on his toes a little bit just with some of the stuff I want to design. I'm the kind of person that, like, if I see another maker make the thing I want to make, I'd rather support them or if I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to sell. But then if I see somebody I like make it, I'm like, well, I don't want to make it now. I can, but I don't want to like make it. I'm crossing it off my list now because I don't want to take sales away from them. But I'm still going to be conscious of what my friends are making too. Like, actually, Dan, you reached out to me today. He's like, hey, yes. I'm a total piece of crap. I'm the worst person in the world. You must hate me. No. But Dan's like, hey, I'm thinking about making a thing. It's going to be made out of wood, not 3D printed. It's going to be similar to this thing that you make. And I'm like, yeah, dude, make it. Do it up. I'm not going to stop you. I can't stop you. B, you have my blessing. Before you even question it, you know.
It's not a legal thing. It's more of an ethical friendship.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, dude, I
don't want to ruin our friendship over a stupid little item.
I have plates designed for laser cutting, like, and inserts for all of my routers and all this stuff. I haven't released any of that stuff because I respect Donnie, and Donnie kind of cornered the market on that stuff.
Does Donnie do that?
Donnie does like every designs by Donnie. I think he does like all the router plates or one of the guys.
Does he do one giant universal plate?
Because I'm doing them all
specifically.
He does universal and I think individual. Router. Doesn't matter. See, the thing is, he's not the first one to do it. He's not the last one to do it. But I respect him enough to like, all right, I don't need to dip into that right now.
Does he put Fenalic handles on them?
Fenalic? No.
I don't know if that's the word.
Unless they're both like Nick Burchill titty grips.
Oh my God.
Yo, that collaboration would be sick.
Oh, man. I wonder what that would end up costing me.
That oh would be my so God. Amazing. The double Donnie, Nick Burchill. Oh, that would be awful. But great also.
They'd probably sell like hotcakes.
Or something else. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Anyways, back. So, all right. Doing some CNC work. Let's see. Worked on Carmine's van. We're running a bunch of electrical, so we're running sub panels and stuff. And we're actually putting in a propane heater for inside the van.
Propane?
Now, let's wait.
Propane accessories.
Let's wait for it. Now, my email is ptreesworkshop, no apostrophe, @gmail.com. Because I know I'm going to have a bunch of people email me, be like, you can't do propane indoors because it'll like blah, 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 blah. I understand.
Can confirm.
Can confirm. Dan's fainted many times.
No, I literally had an episode a couple years ago.
I feel like you do mention it at some point.
Yeah. I used to, so way back before I was quote unquote big on Instagram, I heated my shop with one of those turbojet propane things.
Yeah, some people
sit
do.
On the floor, they're like a jet engine. And I got lightheaded and super bad headaches, and it was because of that. Because I didn't have my shop vented well. So, yeah. I'm going to be one of those guys that says, just be careful.
No, and I totally get it.
So I know you're an adult and you can take care of yourself, but, you know, be careful.
No, but it's actually, so it's kind of scary because, like, we have to get underneath the van. We have to tap the, so a lot of these older vans and some newer vans, they actually have a propane heater in the, I'll specify, sorry, not propane. I'm saying everything wrong. It is a diesel heater. Even better. Right.
That seems better.
It's gooder, yeah. So it's a diesel heater. A lot of these vans, especially like old Westfalias, like those old VW vans, they're actually diesel heaters because it's a diesel van or bus, as they call them. Dan, did you know that if you call them vans and they're buses, they get real mad? Nerds, am I right?
That will anger a small subset
many a hippie.
Of people.
And wait till they get to a hot spot. They'll tell you. So... Yes. Sorry, everyone. I'm making all my friends mad because they have a bunch of buses, vans. So, anyways, Carmine's van. We tapped the diesel line that was going to the existing furnace that's in there that wasn't working. The van doesn't have heat, so now it's gonna have it when he's at least parked and whatnot.
I mean, heat's important.
Yeah, we put in a separate exhaust and an air intake. They're on opposite sides, and it's only gonna run when it's actually parked. So nobody get upset. The actual heating element is in the van, but everything else is going to be underneath. So nice and safe. But I'm pretty excited that we're kind of getting to the point where like now we're going to start painting things and like sealing things up. Whoa. And he's going to get to enjoy it over the winter. So it's going to be pretty
stuff,
cool.
Huh? So it's getting pretty serious.
It's getting kind of serious, man. Like it's, let's just say I'm not kicking him out of that parking spot. Let's just say that, you know? Yeah, things are getting serious. Aside from that, you know, I got some laser jobs this week. It's been a busy work week, so it's kind of thrown me off course a little bit in a shop. I was in New York yesterday. But, Halloween's coming up this weekend or next week.
That is true.
The Halloween party is this weekend. We are throwing a medium-sized Halloween party this weekend.
And everybody that listens is invited.
Everybody.
You know address.
Actually, everyone that listens is invited. If you can get a hold of me before the party, most likely.
I actually got an invite this year, so I actually feel
Dan
pretty
got
good.
An invite.
I'm
Dan,
sorry.
Can you make sure to drop this at like 8 p.m. on a Saturday?
I can't make it this year. I'm sorry.
No. The invite, though. Drop the podcast at 8 p.m. so nobody can actually hit me up before the party starts.
No problem.
But I want to talk about something that we talked. So this is the last thing on my to-do list or my week list. Dan and I talked about this in a pre-show, and that is we don't do a lot of advertising. We don't do a lot of paid content. We just kind of like do our content. And if like someone wants to pay us for it or give us a free tool, we're like, yeah, let's do it.
As long as it
lines up with
as long as it lines up with what we do. I'm not gonna start influencing makeup. I mean, come on.
I mean, coward.
I get
coward.
I would do toner.
So we whatever. A company that we've worked with in the past, it's actually an advertising company that handles certain, I guess we can talk about it, Licorice Group. You know, they handle Firm Grip Gloves, Gorilla Grip Gloves, and AWP, not the podcast, the gear, and a bunch of other companies as well. And they sometimes work within the, you know, the content creator area. So we've worked with them in the past. We know Brenda. We've worked with her a bunch. We use the gloves, the tools, all that stuff. So
yeah,
they reached out to us about the Gorilla Grip Gloves campaign, and we both
Gorilla
did it.
Grip Gloves.
Yes. And Dan and I are sending each other the videos like, hey, this is what I'm going to post. This is what he's going to post. And you want to talk about your part of it?
Well, first of all, I was feeling pretty good about my video until you sent
it was
me yours.
A great video, Dan.
I was like, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's a good video.
And then Pete sent me his, and he just like knocked it out. Pete is like crazy extra.
Well, wait, hang on. My cousin M. Night Shyamalan was staying with us, and he helped me edit it.
My God. You're making us all look bad. They're not
also,
even going
to
kill,
video,
like,
you're overselling it, dude. The video bombed. I bet it's not even at 2,000 views yet.
That's because every time you even put any sort of, like, even if you tag somebody, I've noticed that even if I tag just another woodworker or another maker, those videos always bomb. Any sort of tag. So if you tag a brand and do a paid partnership, it's bound to die.
Oh, did you do paid partnership? I didn't do that.
Yeah, I did all that.
Oh, didn't specify.
I wanted to cover all my bases. I did paid partnership.
Well, mine bombed despite
that. Yeah, for some reason, I think I have more views than you, which is not, yeah. It's not.
It's your personality.
No,
you're sexier.
Yeah,
we get
right.
It. This guy, smash. Smash.
So I was feeling pretty good about my video. So when you do a video like that, you have to get approval before you can post it. And I sent it off and they're like, actually, you said the name of the brand wrong. It's Gorilla Grip Gloves, not Gorilla Gloves. And I was like, oh, son of a bee.
I said Home Diva. I meant Home Depot.
If you could do like a creative edit, that'd be okay. And I was like, okay, I'll just see if I can do something. So I did a creative edit, and
if you've ever seen a Japanese like kung fu video dub over, that was better than what Dan did. No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. But dang it, I can't believe I made that simple mistake, and I didn't want to have to re-record it because I was wearing a very specific outfit and I wasn't wearing it again.
It's his glove outfit.
It was in the laundry and I had my daughter help me and she was at school when I got the email back and I was like, ah, crap. So I did a creative edit, quote unquote, I'm doing finger quotes, and it got approved. So that's what's important.
You know what's funny is I started watching a video and I go like, wow, he lined up the tripod exactly like last time. He even got the wood back out to try. But what really got me thinking is like, what if you could just like do copy and paste content for stuff like this? Like, just do like, I care about my hands, and you show your hand and then your hand goes out of frame and the next shot is like a generic shot of the gloves on your hands.
You can just do different glove
with
brands.
A different voice, like, I care about my hands. That's why I use Dunlap gloves. And like, and then you continue with the other voice. And like, you just move your hands fast enough, moving lumber so nobody can tell what brand you're wearing. And then you can just offer
info.
It to everyone.
my first iteration of the quote unquote edit, I got a response back. And they're like, maybe if you bring down the volume a little bit, because the splice, it was way louder than the original. And I had to bring down the volume to kind of make it match a little bit. So the original re-edit was even more like blatantly spliced because the volume difference was not, it was not good.
And so
huge thank you to Gorilla Grip Gloves for...
Yes, good pitch, Dan.
For trusting me.
But the reason I wanted to bring that up is I'm trying to break down this fourth wall or fifth wall or seventh wall, whatever we got on Instagram, where like,
right,
content creators, they make this much, whatever. Like,
where they don't talk about this stuff.
Yeah. And the reality is, like, most of our listeners are content creators and woodworkers and makers of some kind. And like, some of us are really trying to do this as a thing, and some are just like trying to figure out what to do. And like, I want to share like the ups and downs. Like, me and Dan we're content creators. We're not full-time content creators.
No.
For a reason. We ain't that good at it, Lieutenant Dan. So,
I hope to get better.
No, but yeah. And the thing is, like, yeah, I can make like a whatever video, but like, I don't know if I did a good job. I don't know if they really liked it. She seemed to enjoy it, but like, was it good?
Your video was actually quite entertaining.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm shocked that it's not doing better.
But like, it's hard. And that, honestly, that edit took me probably an hour and change to get the edit done. And I had to, that's the first video ever that Emma fully recorded for me with a lot of very constructive, polite, non-yelling feedback while we're recording. I was definitely not like, no, stand in front of
my, no, not this, more air quotes,
shooting into the sun, Emma, come on. No, it was not that bad.
I took a lot, my daughter and I took a lot of different clips, because I don't know if you guys know this about me, after listening to this podcast for however long you've been listening, I stumble over my words.
Dan has Tourette's. We actually edit all that out. It's a 5-hour job every week.
Let's just say I got a bunch of fun outtakes that I may or may not post after I get paid.
Please do. I would enjoy that.
I shared it with a few people, and they're like, you need to post that. I'm like, yeah, after I get paid to make sure.
I
want to
see this, Dan.
Everything's cool.
And see, that's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, you just got to have fun with it. You got to enjoy it. But also, like, it's a job.
Yeah.
It's work. This is work. This is, you know, like, we all do content and, oh, it seems fun and whatever. Coordinating all this stuff is, that's a lot. But whatever. It's fun.
It can be a little stressful.
I just wanted to share that, at least, because I thought it would be
great. Yeah, that was fun.
That's something
we both had the same thing, and we could commiserate. And it was fun.
And also seeing like the same thing happen. And I'm actually seeing other people post about it too. And like, they went completely different directions with it too. And I'm like, oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes you think you have to make it very like salesy, or sometimes you feel like you have to commit. And there's other times that they're like, we just want you to like have the thing in the shot somewhere. They don't even care what you make. You could be like, I'm 3D printing butt plugs using my whatever tape measure.
Who are you working with?
Oh,
dang.
Yeah, Big Butt Plug. That's a big brand. They're
Big Ass Butt Plugs.
Whoa.
They're a subsidiary of Big Ass Fans.
Yeah, Big Ass BAF. Yeah, the Bash Festival. That's big every year. All right, we're off the rails here.
We are. You know what? I never called out Drew Witt.
Oh, you want to talk about that now?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Call out that chump. How dare he turn his sauce stop orange?
So, yeah, he did do that. If you haven't been following along with Drew Witt's content over on YouTube, he was a guest on the show a while back. He's a great guy. I do enjoy Drew's content. His latest video is him doing a new like workbench / miter saw cabinet sort of thing, and he wanted to save money by not using drawer slides, so he quote unquote came up with this new design where he used the bottom of the drawer. He extended the bottom of the drawer and put that into dados, and he used that as the drawer slide. And wow, Drew, that was brilliant. It was brilliant 2.5 years ago when I did it on my YouTube channel. Suck it, Drew. Anyway, that's all I got. It was a really great video. You should go watch Drew's video, but I just wanted to give him a little crap.
Yeah, screw that guy. I love Drew.
No, I can't claim that I invented that, because I think I got it from somewhere else, but I can't remember who it was.
That's the other thing. It's going back to the whole like, it's been invented, guys. There's very few things. You know, Izzy Swan, awesome video. That thing's unique. Honestly, when I have a bigger shop, I would love to make one of those. I bet he's not the first guy to make that. There's probably some like guy in his basement shop that's screaming at him right now that's never opened up Instagram. He's like, I ran that for 40 years.
I'm gonna cut you off here. That thing that Izzy made for, as a slab flattening table has so many like extras on it I've never seen.
I know, but everyone, style. Someone out there is going to be, I'm just saying, like, someone out there is going to be like, I
oh,
made
yeah,
that
yeah, somebody might.
40 years. I was flab slattening since I was
it.
19 years old. See, that's flab slattening, that's another word for it.
Flab slattening.
Yeah, flab slattening, yeah. But also, Dan, I guess we should lead into this.
Go, Black Betty, ram lam.
We have ones of questions,
and it's from our new patron. He did a question.
It's a transcribed voicemail. That's
like
what
that.
They call it. Yeah,
it's, I like that. I just had it. Oh, there it is. I found it. Jesse McIntyre. He writes in and he says, "Hey guys, Jesse from Sage Hill Woodcraft here. I've got a few things in my local stores here, like bowls, plates, trinkets, and boards." I think he's saying that he has items in these stores. I've only done two markets and did all right there. I want a bigger online presence, and I'm having a hard time. I've got almost 10,000 followers on Instagram. Kudos. Good job, Jesse. but hardly any engagement, so I think it's all bots. Nah, I take it all back, Jesse. I have to revamp the website. Do you guys have any suggestions? Anyway, I've been binging the show for the last 2 weeks whenever I can, and I love it, you guys. Keep my motivation high and give great info and perspectives. Keep it up, guys. I love you. Jesse over at Sage Hill. Jesse, thank you for finding us and enjoying and binging and all that stuff. And thanks for writing in a question. What do you say, Pete? Do you have any sort of answers for Jesse?
Well, Jesse, first of all, I've seen your page. The stuff you make, it's, how do I say this nicely? It's gorgeous.
Oh.
It's awesome. Like, you
I
do
really
good work,
that
man.
Was going a different direction.
No, I'm not going to be mean or anything. No. Like, he makes good, he makes really nice stuff. He makes good stuff. And honestly, he turns. And anyone that turns, and turns
oh,
nice
you have
stuff.
My respect.
And you got my respect. Like, you're on, like, there's woodworkers, makers, and there's like people that turn really nice stuff. Like, there's turners, and there's people that turn really nice stuff. So, Jesse, you're doing a good job, man. I'm not gonna lie. This is good stuff. Here's the thing. As far as what you're doing, I see in some of your posts, you show yourself. Do that more. Like, Sage Hill should not be Sage Hill Woodcraft. Sage Hill should be you. Jesse from Sage Hill. Like, you are the brand. As much as, like, you know, the product and everything. Actually, listen to last week's podcast. You know, Lizzie talks a lot about building a brand, and that's what you're trying to do here.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
This is a total, like, I don't mean to impact your brand name in any way. Woodcraft really dominated the word Woodcraft, and I mean the store.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean that in no negative way towards your thing. Like, listen, Sage Hill Woodcraft is better than Sage Hill Wood, not better than Woodworks, but because like everyone's Woodworks, but also Woodworks tends to be like, all right, or woodworking or something like that, or furniture. But like Woodcraft, nothing wrong with it. Woodcraft online tends to dominate that name. You know, that being said, I think it's still unique. I think just Woodcraft needs to lay off and stop dominating that name.
Yeah,
brand.
Chill out, Woodcraft.
But like, your products are great. I think the only thing you can do to improve it is bring yourself a little bit more. Bring a little bit more of your personality.
I'm looking at his page right now, and I agree 100%.
This is great stuff, man.
There's a lot of great photos. But man, the world wants to see the process.
And the person behind it. And please don't take my like Woodcraft comment in any way as a negative thing. Like I took it
as a negative from the beginning, so whatever.
Like, if you were looking for any constructive feedback, like, it's not even constructive because that's a great name. Just talking about the other brand. But like, you got solid stuff, man. I think you're doing well. Bring more of you out, do more stories and engage more with the community. I hate to break it to you, bud, but you're part of this family now. Welcome to AWP. You're a part of the maker army here. And
bad news for you.
Sorry, I hate to break it to you, bud. But like, dude, hit us up, chat with us, interact with us, interact with other people in our community. Join us for the pre-show if you can. That's when we talk and really like we all get to know each other. That's our regulars. He was in this week? It was a blur. It's been a crazy week for me. Everything's
diving all in.
But still, get involved with the community because the Instagram community, the Instagram family is what helped me grow my account. And also what helped me be sane. I'll be dead honest with you. Because like through COVID and everything, that like my closest friends are people I met on the internet. That's crazy. 20 years ago, they would have murdered me in an AIM chat room.
So, yeah, according to everything that I know about the internet, I should have been dead.
And the other thing I would say, if you're selling products, get everywhere you can. Obviously be on, you know, you want to be on Etsy if you can. Make your own website if you can. Sell locally if you can. Throw yourself out there for commissions if that's what you're open to do. Learn your value. Like, price high if you have the ability to do that. If you're not relying on this income, price yourself high and you will still find work. Trust me. It'll eventually fall in your lap. And then you're going to be very happy you're pricing high. And I would say, based on my experience and what Lizzie said last week, stay away from TikTok Shop. You don't belong there because your stuff takes longer than 3 days to make. And if one of your videos pops off, you're going to be in a bad spot because you can't make 20 bowls one day or 3 days. Yeah. It's a really sad thing for people that are makers. It's not meant for makers. People are selling products that they can just pump out. Like I follow some accounts that are, they're pumping out 1,000 or 5,000 shirts a week. Then they're doing like screen printing and stuff. That's a lot of work. Imagine if you sold 500 slide tables.
Oh God.
Immediately your account would go into lockdown because you couldn't sell anymore because you didn't ship stuff in time in 3 days.
Dude, there's a 30-day lead time on one table. So
yeah. Woo! TikTok Shop could be a little scary. So sorry, that's kind of going real in depth here, but your quality of your shot, your photos and videos, although not that many videos, I guess. Yeah, that's some videos. No. Yeah, videos are there too. Keep it up, man.
Sparse.
Yeah, sparse, but you're doing it. You're doing everything right.
I'm gonna parrot everything that Pete said.
Sorry, I'm kind of like,
I agree with everything that Pete said because I'm not going to add anything to it. I will say, keep in mind, even though we may have sage advice, we are still like not experts. What we say is just our opinion. So,
I mean, I
agree 100% with everything that Pete said. You have great products. Looking at your page, there's just not a whole lot of you. People want to see you. And I know that's not what you're selling, but you know what? Sometimes that is exactly what people are buying.
Sex sells, bud.
Excuse me.
You okay, dude?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think I swallowed a fly.
Marty.
Here's the simple truth of the matter. There's hundreds, if not thousands, maybe even millions of people that can make the same exact things you're making. Sometimes the thing that sets you apart from those people is you. That's the one thing that other people can't replicate. And it seems silly that you're trying to sell yourself and also a product. And when you sell that product, they're not going to take you home. But people like to see the story behind products. And that's one of the things that really sets makers and people like us apart, is if you can sell that story. That's it.
I agree. That's all I got. Yeah. Yeah, man. People want to see you. Sometimes people just want a thing made by you, not a thing.
It's wild.
Yeah, right?
I like that, you. I want a piece from you.
I want a piece of you. I want a damn piece. I want a piece of Dan.
That's very creepy. That's very creepy.
I want something
I'm creeped out now.
That Dan makes. And it's only about 6 inches tall, 2 inches wide.
6 inches.
That's very generous with your hand gestures there, Dan.
I never know which way that joke goes. Is that 6 inches? Or is that six? I don't know.
You know, they're both funny. On either side of the six, they're both funny.
Clearly, your math is off.
Well, speaking of 6 inches.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everyone that Dave Meow is going to be joining us next week.
Heyo.
I'm telling him because he printed his figurines, the 3 6 inch, they're like 6 inches tall.
Also,
like the resin figurines. So like, oh, you know, you're saying no one could copy you, but Dave Meow can because he's got everyone's scans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's going to sell all of our scans on a dark web. Soul. Yeah. It's like 23andMe or whatever. Whatever that website was. 23andDave. That's 24, actually, because they got your body scan too now. So extra little bit there. But yeah, we got Dave on next week. I'm super excited for that. And
I can't wait to take a nap. It's going to be great.
We have no other question. Dan's going to take a nap. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be not.
Did we have another question? Did we skip
That's
over
it. That question? Was the one question. I don't think we had another
one. That was
one.
The one.
Unless, I don't know, you want to check through. We do have, Malcolm did send in some outros, but Dan's just going to edit those in. So we have some new
outros.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to put them on the end.
These eggs are Easter only. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for those.
You listen to the whole podcast. All the way to the end of the music.
Oh, really? You're going to make them wait the whole thing?
Yeah, that's how I do that.
Cruel, but I
If you don't know, if you haven't listened that far, I usually, 68.7% of the time.
Just say 69% of the time.
68.7% of the time. I put a little Easter egg at the very end of the podcast after the music plays.
How big is the Easter egg? Let me see. Tell me when to stop.
It's like
I'm clear. You're clearly
8 inches.
Dan, the joke's not funny anymore. You killed it. Also, this is a podcast. Most people are listening.
Well, shame on you. There's a video that usually comes out. Why aren't you watching the video?
Yeah, actually, if you guys don't know, this video drops on YouTube every week.
On the tubes.
And if you want the pre-show that we have every week, we had about a 45-minute pre-show. We drop about 3 hours of content every week. It's kind of crazy. Not even counting the gibberish that you call stories and content that we post on our pages. This podcast comes with a pre-show and this. And if you want to get
most podcasts do an after show, we do a pre-show.
A pre-show. Yeah, where we pre-listen to questions
that
live.
That means we're better than everybody.
So if you want to surprise
us. Go on record and saying we're the best woodworking podcast in the world.
I would say we're the goodest. Yeah, we're definitely top something, top one.
We're definitely better than a lot of the other ones.
But you know what? You know what the crazy thing is? And I don't mean to like boast. We are literally
podcast fight.
We are literally one of the top podcasts in the world because we're so consistent. What? Because most podcasts fail within like the first like, what is it, 20 episodes or something?
Really?
We have been going nonstop every single week for the last 3.5 years. And we consistently land in the top like 10 to 60 episodes. I'm sorry, 10 to 60 on the scales of like top hobby podcasts. And so it's like podcasts and then it's subsection of like leisure and then hobbies in that. Like we end up in like the top 100 of that every single week. That's crazy.
And we get, I think we get a chart, like a chart. Where we land on the charts.
Yeah.
An email every day. And I think today's email, it had us at like 45.
Yeah. It's bonkers. And like, I don't mean to brag. I'm just blown away that like
thousands
of podcasts out there and the
thousands and thousands,
tens of thousands. And then the thousands that are in like the leisure category, we're still in the top 100.
Heyo, we're still doing it.
That's bonkers.
We're doing it.
Dan, we're doing it, right. Lieutenant Dan.
This is getting weird.
No, but I just wanted to like celebrate that a little bit. That's pretty cool.
All right.
But anyways, next week, Dave is joining us. This week, WorkbenchCon joined us. So,
hey-o.
Yeah, huge shout out to them.
Stay tuned. We're going to be doing a giveaway soon.
We're going to be doing a giveaway, so we're going to do a shout out on that next week. And stay tuned for a Christmas extravaganza holiday episode. Hopefully,
possibly.
If that all works out. Yeah.
I think it's like 68.9%.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Dan, oh my God. I can't believe this almost slipped my mind. The Joinery Podcast can suck it.
Yes, they can.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you long time.
still listening, the episode is over. You have to go. We're done. There's nothing else.